2016 finale of the Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and one last visit with OABCIG coach this season, Larry Allen. Always nice to end the season with a win, and he do just that, a triumph at Trainer, 36-7. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Very well. Yourself?
Great.
All right. So how'd the game unfold?
A little bit slow at the beginning last night. I don't know if it's the fact that the seniors are going to be playing their last game, you know, or what. But first quarter we didn't execute real well. We had a couple of fourth and ones that we came up short on. Had we been able to get those scores in on those possessions, you know, I think the game unfolds a little bit differently early on. We did break into the scoring column in the second quarter. About halfway through, Caden Ladwig hit Dylan Winchell on an 11-yard pass. Ryan Booman's two-point conversion put us up 8-0. Into the rest of the half, we had a great defensive stand at the end of the half to keep them out of the end zone, and then got the ball to start the second half. On our second possession, Caden Ladwig scored on a 5-yard run. Adam Grody hit the PAT, so it's 15-0 with 1:27 left in the third. The fourth quarter was all Falcons. Chase Devitt scored on a 1-yard run. Ryan Booman had the 2-point conversion. Caden Ladwig had the 28-yard pass to Dylan Winchell. 2-point failed, and Adam Grody ended the scoring on a 19-yard run and also kicked the PAT. And Trainer scored with about 30 seconds left in the game to avoid the shutout. So that fourth quarter especially was all Falcons. Did a great job defensively last night. We forced 6 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and 4 fumbles. And most of those were in that second half, and then especially in that fourth quarter. So things really rolled for us defensively in that second half.
Yeah, so Coach Cheezik's defensive unit came to play.
They sure did, you know, and he does a great job. The times that we execute, which isn't always all the time, of course, but the kids really respond well to him and believe in what he's trying to tell them, and they see the rewards last night, of course.
And you blanked them until inside the final minute of the game. And going back to what you were saying earlier with the seniors, and did you sense some mixed emotions before the game?
Well, you know, it's an emotional time, and anybody who's ever been part of it realizes that that finality of it. And we talked this week a little bit about the fact that football is one of those sports, one of the rare sports that you get to win your last game. And go out on a high note, and that was a big focus for us to be able to send those seniors out. Some of those kids have been playing since they're sophomores, the emotions run pretty high. Some kids handle it differently than others, of course, you know, and some coaches handle it differently than others. So we're just great effort on their part and be able to overcome those jitters early on and really got the ball rolling and so much more fun to see them having some fun on the sideline. You know, everybody plays a little looser and just a little bit better, of course.
Good for those seniors to go out with a win, and Larry to start 0-5. The team was injury-riddled. Would have been real easy to pack it in, but kudos to these guys for winning 3 of their last 4.
Well, you know, it shows their heart, their dedication to each other. You know, when you're struggling to win games, you know, it's easy to point fingers and so forth, and they didn't do that. They looked each other in the eye at practice every day and wanted to get better. Even a couple of games that we did not win, we played much better in and were very competitive and had opportunities to win. You know, if not for a play here or there, we end up 5-4 or even better perhaps. And so it just shows a lot of heart on their part, and we're just so proud of everybody that was part of the Falcons of football this year.
Well, we're thankful for the time you give us during the season each and every Saturday morning. I know some of these games were tough to talk about early on especially, but glad things ended so well for you, a 3-win year for OABCIG football. Larry Allen, thanks a lot for the visits all season long. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for all the coverage. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to get for those kids to be able to be recognized for their efforts.
Glad to do so. Larry Allen joining us in the Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7.